7 outside our studios. Ed will update the forecast in a few minutes. It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois will take the center stage today at the first day of the Democratic National Convention. From Denver, Amanda Vinicky has more.
Some of Illinois' most prominent Democrats will kick off the convention. Attorney General Lisa Madigan, State Treasurer Alexi Giannoulias, and Comptroller Dan Hines are each slated to speak today. Hines says he'll touch on his unique perspective of having run against Obama in 2004 for U.S. Senate.
When you run against someone, you get a real feel for who they are. You can see them up close and personal. And I can just say that he's a guy of enormous talent and unquestioned integrity.
Obama's former colleague from the state Senate, Chicago City Clerk Miguel Del Valle, will also vouch for Obama before a national audience. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley will take his turn later in the week. One noticeable omission, Governor Rod Blagojevich will not be speaking. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois Public Radio will have much more from the DNC coming up in a few minutes from now. Illinois Republicans are drilling their Democratic opponents over the party's newly named presidential ticket. Tony Arnold has that story.
It wasn't long after Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama announced Delaware Senator Joe Biden as his running mate that Republicans were lining up to take a swing at the ticket. Take Southern Illinois Congressman John Shimkus. He criticizes the Obama-Biden ticket as a kind of oil and water. Their policies don't match each other's. Shimkus calls the pairing an overcompensation for Obama's lack of foreign policy experience.
And you can just go down through from the Iraq war resolution to Biden's statement that he wouldn't negotiate and sit down with state sponsors of terror.
Shimkus says on the Republican side, Arizona Senator John McCain has already put in his time on foreign policy issues and won't have to go looking for someone to boost his own resume. I'm Tony Arnold.
The mayor of Bloomington says he opposes the governor's plan to close the Pontiac Correctional Center. Last week, thousands of central Illinois residents came to a state commission's hearing in Pontiac on Governor Rod Blagojevich's proposal. State officials want to close the prison and move its 1,650 inmates to save about $8.5 million. Many, including Pontiac Mayor Scott McCoy, object to the closure because they say it will cause a loss of jobs, among other reasons. Bloomington leaders agree. In a memo to the city council, Mayor Steve Stockton says the Pontiac prison is important to the economy in Bloomington. He has proposed a resolution objecting to the closure. The city council will vote on it tonight. Indiana is the latest state to sue Countrywide Financial Corporation over its lending practices. Indiana Attorney General Steve Carter filed the suit Friday in Steuben County Court. It accuses California-based Countrywide of misleading homeowners about the terms of their loans. The suit alleges that Countrywide misrepresented or omitted terms on interest rates, the workings of adjustable rate loans, and the loans' costs. It also alleges that borrowers were misled about prepayment penalties and that some borrowers' incomes were inflated on applications so that they would qualify for loans. Attorneys general in California, Connecticut, Florida, and Illinois also have sued the lender. The suit also names Countrywide Home Loans Incorporated. Right now, there's something missing from the Champaign County Courthouse, its tower. The old tower was dismantled over the summer as part of the restoration of the original wing of the building in downtown Urbana. But after Labor Day, work will start on rebuilding the tower. Champaign County Board Facilities Committee Chairman Steve Beckett says the rebuilding will add an interior steel superstructure to help support the tower.
And so we now will be in full compliance with life safety codes, because they've changed in 100-plus years, believe me. They didn't think about earthquakes back in the 1900. And we'll have a steel superstructure. And the steel superstructure supports not only the tower, but it provides lateral support for the building itself. So we'll have a much better, much stronger building, which will last much longer.
The old tower had been shortened over the years due to damage by lightning strikes, but after rebuilding, the tower will be back to its original 135 feet, complete with belfry and gargoyles. Beckett says they expect the project to be finished in late spring of next year. Private donations are helping to pay for the courthouse tower restoration. Lovers of Illinois history may be out of luck when it comes to Champaign County. The county's historical museum is open just five hours each week. Museum officials say that's because the facility doesn't have the funds to operate longer and few volunteers. The museum's co-president says if the facility were open more often, it would attract more visitors, but finding volunteers has become increasingly difficult. The museum in Champaign is open from noon to 5 on Saturdays or by appointment. Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Finn Group. With offices on Decatur's north side, the Finn Group helps high school and college-age people and adults with their education and career choices through comprehensive testing and career consultation. The Finn Group, 876-7002, or at thefinngroup.com.
We check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser at 9:35. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
A nice weekend out there, and those conditions will continue for the next few days.
We had a nice weekend for doing things outside, except it was a bit hot and humid on Saturday, but that's to be expected on August. But we mostly avoided rain over the weekend, which really isn't all that good of news for farmers and gardeners. Some rain is needed, and it does look like more dry weather is on the way over the next few days. And we're also going to have dry in terms of humidity. So that's not too bad as far as comfort is concerned. We're going to continue on with what has mostly been a humidity-free August. And when I say humidity-free, obviously there's some humidity in the air. But compared to a